Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Welcome back to Right on Four Corners. I'm the host, Del Cherie Gladden, and I'm a USA Today bestselling author of over 30 published novels. This week on the show, I have Gloria O'Shields, and she is going to be talking to us about her group that she is a part of, San Juan Writers, and an anthology that they put out recently, with several of their members contributing to that. So, Gloria, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, hi. I'm Gloria O'Shields. I'm a writer and editor of the work that San Juan Writers published entitled Into the West. San Juan Writers is a small group of writers that started our little group up in 2002 with the goal of trying to help each other write publishable manuscripts. And we're a group that we try to keep it around 8 members, so everybody's work has time to get attention paid to it. The members who contributed to this collection of short stories, and you might know some of them because they all live around the Four Corners area, is Anthony Bartley, E. Clough Elliott, Linda Frederick, Tracy Hillsfast, Lee Pierce, Vicki Romica, Roberta Summers, and myself, Gloria O'Shields. And over the years, we've become pretty successful in terms of our goal, as most of our members have other works published.
Great. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, being that I'm here local with you guys. I've met a lot of your writers and kind of kept an eye on what they're doing. And I know a few of the people like Ron and Anthony have some newer books out. When Into the West was published, was this anybody's first publication?
Let me think. I don't think so, because I think everybody has had at least one article published.
Oh,
and
nice.
Others have had books. Yeah.
Okay. So it was people coming into it kind of knowing the process a little bit more, which I think is nice when the first time a group of people are coming together, if you all have a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah, that's true. And also, because all of them, I'm sure, have been published, their writing is already at a certain level. So that helps a lot.
Yes. And I would imagine, since you guys have been working together as a group for a while, you were familiar with each other's work and how to critique each other constructively. I think that's a challenging aspect of doing a group project together.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're used to critiquing each other's work, and everybody takes it as, you know, it's a suggestion. It's not necessarily something that you have to do. And as a result, you know, members of our group might have conflicting ideas about something and someone else's work, and so we discuss it, and then the author can decide what they want to do with that work.
And I think that's a really important part of newer writers getting into publishing, is figuring out that balance, whether that's in a group or working with a professional editor. I think especially when it's the first time you've done something like that, it can feel like you have to take everyone's suggestions. They're right if they, you know, have written more than you. Was that something when you guys first started the group that was more challenging? Because I know even at that point, some of you had published work already, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'll tell you what we do, and then you can comment on it if you want. When we have stories for the anthology or just other work that we're reviewing, we have the author send out copies of a certain number of pages or the complete work, depending on the length, to the other members of the group, and all of us read it and write comments on it and think about it before we come to the next meeting. Then at the next meeting, the story is read aloud by the author, and it's discussed at one or more meetings, depends on how long it takes, and more written comments are given to them. Then the author revises their story, incorporating as many of those comments as they think are appropriate, you know, and don't mess with the intent of their story, and submit their if it's for the anthology, then they submitted their finished story to the editor to be included. And if it's not for the anthology, if it's for something else they're writing, they take the finished work, tuck it away, and then try to get it published somewhere.
So this has been a group that I know has helped quite a few of the members get some of their material publication ready. And I think that's a really neat goal of the group, helping each other do that.
Yeah, and that really was the whole idea behind the formation of the group. Because we were like, writing is a very solitary thing. You're doing it by yourself, and a lot of times you don't have feedback from other people. So this is a good way for all of us to get some feedback and some camaraderie and realize everybody has a lot of the same problems with their writing.
Yes, that's very true. And I think with it being, like you said, kind of an isolating pursuit at times, realizing, you know, even authors with loads of books under their belt still come up against some of those same things of, you know, not sure how to finish a story or how to make a character more likable.
Right, right. Or more evil, depending on what you're doing.
True, because that can be very challenging as well.
Yes, it can.
So when did the group first start?
The group started back in 2002, so it's been in existence like 20-some years. And not all the members are the same. We still have, I think, about three or four members that have been around since the beginning. And that would be Lee Pierce and Roberta Summers and myself. And then other members, you know, we've had some members that moved away. And so then we had every spot and we would recruit somebody else. And we were really kind of, sometimes we're kind of mean about that, you know. So that's kind of an awful thing to say, but it's true. Let me give you an example. Tony Bartley contacted me on the internet, and I had never heard of Tony. I didn't know who he was. And so I asked the group, I said, he's kind of interested. What should we do? So they said, well, we're going to have him submit a piece of his writing. And then we're going to have him come in, and we're going to talk to him. So we had him submit a piece of his writing. And about that time, I talked to my daughter, and I told her, oh, we may have a new member of our group. She said, well, who is it? And I said, it's Tony Bartley. And she said to me, he is a wonderful person. And turned out they teach at the same school, at a high middle school together. So anyhow, but we still made him come in, bring his writing, read it, and we talked to him. And we realized he really was a good match for our group. So that's how Tony became a member.
Okay, I'm glad that worked out. He's
yeah,
a really nice guy and really fun books,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is. Yes, yeah, he really is. And so, he's a great help in criticizing other people's works, too. He's very good at that.
Oh, good. And that is a skill. Yeah. That's not something that everybody, just because you write, that you necessarily know how to critique other people's writing. That can be really hard to do.
Yeah, it is, and it is sometimes. You know, sometimes you read something and it just doesn't strike you right, but you have a hard time figuring out what's the problem. And when you have multiple people looking at it, sometimes you can isolate what that is.
Yeah, and especially since it seems like the members of the group right now have fairly varied genres that they write in.
Yeah, that's true. They do. And that's one thing about the collection Into the West is it has all kinds of different genres in it. And different time periods as well. But it all seems to come together to make kind of an interesting collection that people enjoy reading.
It does. And I wanted to ask you about, you know, where the idea came from and then how you kind of put those boundaries on it. Because that also can be a bit tricky, trying to figure out what all you want to include and what the whole theme of an anthology is going to be.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of interesting. We were all sitting around at a meeting one time a couple years ago, and someone, I'm pretty sure it was Lee Pierce, suggested maybe we might put together a collection of short stories, and that would be fun, and that would be a good way to get more of our work published. And Tracy Held Fast, who was sitting there, added, she said she knew of another New Mexico writing group that had had success with similar projects. So we thought, well, let's give it a try. It's something different for us. And we discussed it and decided that whatever we did would have to somehow center around the West, because the name of the group was San Juan Writers. And that kind of conjures up images of the West for many people who live out in the West and Southwest areas. So the title became Into the West, and then that meant that all of the stories had to take place somewhere in the western portion of our country. And we thought that might give readers from other areas of the country kind of a taste of what the Southwest is like. So that's how we came up with the idea. And then when we had to figure out, well, what are we going to do with these? So we had to have some guidelines. So we decided, of course, first, every story had to take place in the West because that was the plan for the anthology. And then we decided it's kind of reverse limits. We decided that we didn't want to put any limits on the time periods of the selection. So they could be from the past, the present, or the future. And there are stories from each of those time periods in the collection. And then we decided, well, we didn't really want to put limits on the genres either. So some of the genres we included are humor, westerns. We have contemporary and past old-time westerns. We have a holiday story and paranormal stories. So there's a wide variety of interesting stories, we think. And we've had a lot of comments from people who enjoy the fact that they can sit down for a few minutes and read a selection and then read the next one. It can be completely different.
I think that's an interesting thing about anthologies is that you get to meet new writers and new voices that you might not be familiar with. But in one like yours, you get to try out different genres as well. And it's not a huge time commitment on the part of the reader. They can get that little taste test, if you will, and see what they think about it. I think it can be a great way to introduce yourself to new styles and new voices and topics.
Right. And we've had a lot of positive comments about that aspect of it. People have enjoyed the fact that they can read different kinds of stories.
So tell me about the process you guys went through of selecting which stories you were going to include and which ones maybe weren't quite the right fit, if you had any of those.
That sort of went together with the critiquing of the piece. Sometimes, and for the most part, the writers were right on the mark because they knew what we were attempting to do. They knew it had to take place in the West, but they could have some freedom as to what they wanted to present that happened in the West. So I'm trying to think if there were any actual stories that we said, no, you can't put that in. I think there were some comments made about, this is too, what can I say, too gory to be put in that way. You know, and there was one instance where we had to say, we don't think that needs to go in there because that's a little more suggestive than what we would like to have in the collection. So there were those kinds of comments, but not like rejecting host stories, just saying, you know, you need to work on this before we'll put it in.
Maybe tone a few things down here and there.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And that, I think that was probably a good idea, because I think that is one thing that even with readers, if they're willing to try different genres or different styles, a lot of people do still have a comfort level when it comes to anything sexual or violence or gore.
That's exactly right. And that's what we were kind of watching out for a little bit. We didn't want to censor the stories too much, but, you know, sometimes there's just a little bit here or there that might need to be changed slightly.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's something that I would imagine, you know, if that writer wanted to use that story and take it to a different level in another setting that then they could do that that way.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I think there's at least one story in there that is a section of another story which was later put together and left that kind of stuff in it.
So kind of an excerpt of a larger story.
Right. That's true.
Oh, cool. I think that's kind of a neat way to introduce new readers to maybe a particular character or a world.
Right.
By including those shorter pieces in anthologies. And if you found this interesting, come check out the rest of it.
Yeah. We didn't put that little note in there, but when we talk to people about it, sometimes we tell them that.
Oh, good. Well, that's a nice thing about everything being so accessible online is that if you're reading an anthology and you find someone that you're like, oh, I really enjoyed that story, let me see what else they have.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Now, and so you were the editor of the collection. Uh-huh. So tell me what that was like, because you'd gone through the process of critiquing as a group. And then once everybody turned their final stories in, then it was kind of up to you to really polish everything.
Well, yeah. And I thought, oh, this is going to be fun and it's going to be easy. Well, it was fun, but it wasn't easy. Put it that way. Because I had to decide, well, what order are we going to put these in? And, all the technical stuff, like the table of contents, the forewords, the acknowledgments, all that kind of stuff. And then all the writers did a little bio, which we put in the back. So I had to format that kind of stuff. And then I had to go through each piece, and there were formatting issues there. Even though, we do try to write using a similar, if not exactly kind of the same kind of format when we're writing in terms of paragraphing, scene changes, and all of that kind of stuff. Surprisingly, there was still quite a bit of that we had to fix. I think it came out okay. And, there were emails back and forth from me to whoever wrote the article, and then they'd write back and say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Or they'd say, okay, that change is okay with me.
Yes, that's an interesting aspect of editing, and that's something I do kind of just freelance on the side, working with people at times. And sometimes that is hard, especially if over time some of those style rules and even parts of grammar change.
Yeah, that's right.
And
they do.
They adapt over time, and sometimes that's not very easy to go back and say, okay, maybe this is how you learned to do it, but we don't do it that way anymore, and
exactly
it needs to change.
Right.
Or even, funny little simple things, one thing that's just kind of a weird pet peeve of mine, bicep is not a word, biceps is the word.
Yeah.
And I'll correct that, or, I've even had editors try to change it in my stuff, and I'm like, no, this is the correct way.
Yeah.
Like, that is the word, biceps, because, it's a muscle with two heads. Like, funny little things like that. Sometimes can really get under people's skin when you're editing or the writer, that can be a little bit challenging to deal with.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this was an adventure for us because this is the first time we've done anything like this. So all of us, it was like something new, trying to write something for a collection and then make it consistent, all those little technical things consistent among the stories. So it was fun, but it was frustrating. I'll just put it that way.
There's always an element of both, I think, in projects like that. But, you guys have been working together so long that eventually you worked through any of the little glitches and problems. And
oh, yeah,
I think it
do.
Came out really nice.
Well, thanks. We're pretty proud of it.
In part of you guys' production, I know you went through the Connie Gotch Foundation for some of the funding to get everything done, and that may not be something that everybody's familiar with, so I wanted to ask you about that and your experience with that process.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's one thing I wanted to be sure to talk about, was to recognize the fact that the Connie Gotch Foundation, they had faith in our project, and they gave us a nice grant to complete our work and also to provide free copies of the book to area high schools and college libraries, which was really nice. And what we did is we wrote a proposal to them telling them what we were doing. And actually, we had already started doing it. And one of our members said, well, we should notify Connie Gotch and Foundation and see if we can get some funding to help us with this. So we wrote a grant application, and Vicki Romica was responsible for doing most of that, and I'm pretty sure she got an outline from them on what all they wanted. But she did a marvelous job writing the request for the grant, and like I said, it was so helpful to us in terms of getting the word out about the book and by being able to send free copies to the schools and the libraries. That was very helpful to us. And just as a kind of a side note, Connie Gotch was at one time a member of San Juan Writers when she was still living. So we're kind of proud of that, too.
I did not know that. That's really cool.
Yeah, she was.
And the Connie Gotch Foundation doesn't just support writing. It supports various arts projects and all throughout the community.
It really does. And they support an awful lot of music programs throughout the community and individual students, you know, who are learning to master instruments. So they pay for music lessons. That's one thing. I went to the kind of end of the year thing where they talk about all the different projects they have. And I was really surprised by the amount of musical grants and things that they gave. You know, anything that has to do with the art, I think they're willing to take a look at and perhaps promote.
Yeah, and I was recently talking to one of the members, and they had mentioned that they're, you know, accepting applications for grants, and especially because they do a lot in music, as you mentioned, that they're trying to add a little bit more variety to what they're offering grants to. So yeah, if people out there need some funding for their arts project, you might check that out and talk to one of the members about how to apply.
That's right. And I know of a couple of writers who are not in San Juan Writers, but they're in the writing community in Farmington that have gotten grants, for instance, to go to writing clinics and workshops. And that's not something I would have initially thought they would fund, but they do.
So, that's great.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of opportunities out there. And I think especially being in a smaller town, Farmington here in the Four Corners, we don't always get those opportunities coming to us. So sometimes you have to go elsewhere, and there's a cost involved with that. And so that's a really neat opportunity.
Yeah, we're very fortunate here.
You are. So as far as the group, I know you guys kept on going through most of COVID, even if maybe you couldn't always meet in person. I think made it hard for a lot of groups to get together to do anything.
Well, you know, I personally am not a real fan of Zoom meetings, but I can email back and forth. That's probably about my speed. And so we did those kinds of things. We had to suspend our in-person meetings. But normally we meet every week, which is a lot of meetings. But that way we can make progress rather than if we had to wait a whole month, you know, for a second meeting to look at something. By then we wouldn't remember all the comments we were going to make, I'm sure. So we try to do it every week.
That's great. And yeah, that is a tough thing with, I think, getting feedback is that if it's not quickly enough, sometimes it kind of lose interest or, forget what it was you were talking about.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So what is the group up to at this point? Do you have any future projects in the works or kind of focusing on just the critiquing and the individual projects at this point?
Well, we are continuing with what we were doing before we got involved with the anthology, which is, you know, to do critique and help people with the other short stories and novels. Most of the members are working on a novel, but we've also decided that we think we need to do another anthology. So we have been discussing that, and we've set up a few guidelines, and slowly but surely the short stories for the new anthology are coming in. So that's kind of what we're working on.
That's exciting. Is it going to be similar in theme, still focused in the West?
No, it's not. But probably it will be largely because that's mostly what our group writes about. But it doesn't have to be. For instance, there's one story I know for sure that is going to be in takes place in New York City. It's a great story. And it's a humorous story, too. Right now, we're talking about the fact that all of the stories need to have something to do with animals. They either have to have an animal as a character or an animal that maybe plays a minor role, but still there's an animal in there. So that's what we're working on. And as the stories have come in, we've had several on cats. So we have to kind of, I think, diverse a little bit to get other animals aside from cats, although these cats are very intelligent and humorous.
Cats are definitely interesting, and they can add a lot of excitement to anything.
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty good, but we haven't been able to come up with a title yet.
Oh, okay. So sometimes that's the hardest part.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to wait to see how all the stories come in, and then we'll be able to have a better idea of what we should actually name it.
Yeah, and I can imagine, you know, with the first anthology, with everything being in the West, that the title came together and made sense. This one where you're going to have a little bit more variety, I think that would be really hard to nail down a title in the early stages like that.
Yeah, we've tried, but we can't come up with anything we'd all agree on, or even a few of us would agree on. But we're pretty good at solving problems, so I'm sure we'll be able to do it eventually.
Good. Well, that's exciting. I'm glad you guys are doing a new project. I think that'll be a lot of fun for readers. And I'm sure from some of the experiences of the first time, maybe you have some things now that you learned to help make it go a little bit more smoothly.
Yes, I think that it will.
And so if
we sort of now at least have a grip on what we're doing.
Good.
Before it took us a while to figure it out.
Well, I think that's something that a lot of writing groups, the idea of a collective project or an anthology of some sort comes up a lot, but a lot of people don't really know how to do that. So if another group out there was considering doing something like that, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think they would have to sort of decide what they want their anthology to be like, you know, because that'll dictate what stories come in, how you choose your stories. I think you have to have some kind of a theme or a connecting thread. Otherwise, it would just seem too disjointed for the reader.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my advice. Think about what it is you want the overall anthology to accomplish.
I think
and
that's great.
And then that should help you move on to the other issues that you have.
Yeah. Well, I think just, you know, like even in writing your own personal projects, having that end goal, that purpose can help you get through some of the rough middle parts or work through some of those issues that you have. If you can, you know, keep that in mind of what you're trying to do with the story.
Right.
Good. Well, that is exciting that you guys have this in the works, and you'll have to keep me updated because I'd love to have one or multiple of you back on to talk about it once you're getting ready to publish. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, that would be very nice of you. We certainly appreciate you having us on to talk about Into the West, and also all the other times you've had our individual members on to talk about their novels and things. That's very important to us.
Well, yeah, tell them to holler at me as soon as somebody's ready for an interview. And we're always excited to talk to our local writers and help get the word out about their new projects. But we are just about out of time. But I wanted to just remind everybody, the anthology is from San Juan Writers, and it's called Into the West. And it is available on most major online retailers. And I believe it's available in some of our local stores as well. Right, Gloria?
Yes, it is. Amy's bookstore has copies, and I think there's a few copies scattered around town, like at Artifact and a couple of other places. So if you're somewhere where they sell books, look or ask them if they have it.
Right. So. And you guys have an online presence website. I don't think really too much social media, but where can people find you if they want to learn more about the writers and your project coming up?
Well, you know, we need to be much better at that than we are, but you can contact any of the writers, because all of the writers in the group have individual website and or email where you can notify them or get in touch with them. And in the book, in the bio section, there's a way to communicate with each of the authors. So if you read the book and you like a particular author and you'd like to know what else they've written, maybe something new that was written after this book was published, you can contact them at their email address that's listed there. That would be the best thing.
Thank you again, Gloria, for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And again, look up Into the West by San Juan Writers, and you can find that in ebook and paperback.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.